Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well done.
Feeling dunk.
I think it's important that you got to do the previously on because last year when we first started recording, I think it's that old. You talked about how you wanted to beat the shit out of Sean Connery and he died right after we recorded that. And then the last episode that came out, you mentioned History of the World Part 2. And then we found out this week that Hulu is indeed making History of the World Part 2 with Mel Brooks.
I am an oracle, so yeah. I'm saying.
They're making History of the World Part 3.
What? No. 2. They never made 2 as a movie.
Yeah, it's a joke in the joke movie. He was attempting to make.
I thought they made part 3 and never, or they made part 2 and didn't make part 1.
No, part 1 is the movie.
It's like how Moses had 15, or what was it, 15 commandments? Who was it that wrote the commandments?
Yeah. God wrote the commandments. Moses just carried them down from the mountain.
Charlton Heston.
No. Moses wrote the commandments because he was tired of people not listening to him.
Yeah, he wrote 15 and then he dropped 5.
Commandment 1, thou shalt not talk about Fight Club. Commandment 2, also.
So, if everything went according to plan, we're all zombies right now.
Yay!
No. Because nobody did costumes. And last,
I'm talking about it, I slicked my hair back. I'm Robert De Niro from fucking Cape Fear.
If everything went to schedule, nobody will see your slick back hair. They'll just see this zombie cartoon talking.
Yeah.
This is my most intense role ever. You guys are quaking in fear, and I can tell it. And now you've covered it up with a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Are we supposed to be talking as if we're zombies?
No. It's
Kevin's nailing it.
Like a fun. Everybody just going zombie.
Brains.
No mahogany. He won't do it.
Brains.
Nope.
All right.
I don't zombies.
We're not zombies. We're zombies. Intestines.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Totally different set of rules.
And on that note, I'm retiring from the show. I'm just saying.
Welcome to the Halloween special, Zombies.
I'm not a ghost.
Oh, wait, no, yeah.
That'll work with the hands.
And me and Noob made a bunch of phone calls yesterday before recording to try and get the, last week, to get a sponsor for this, and we found one.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
Yeah. Y'all want to see the commercial for it?
Sure. Yes. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Putting in the legwork.
So excited.
Roll the clip.
Hold on a second. Just you wait a second.
That clip was so awesome.
I can't believe it. I didn't think they would ever sponsor us. That's amazing.
Technical beauty we have.
I mean, Victoria's Secret. Kevin looks amazing in that angel bra.
Who doesn't?
All right, here they made some that reduced the cup size.
$60.
What the fuck, man? Boys.
Awful. Oh my god.
So much fun.
I have to get a t-shirt now.
The music was great.
Yeah,
it was free.
They just had a porno in the background.
Oh, let's. I went to Free Music Archive, and that's Ryan Anderson's Pop Music Synthwave. You can find that. We'll put the link at the bottom of this, and in the commercial when we share it. If you like that song, you can find it.
I like a good synthwave.
Yeah, I do too.
And I like ham.
Oh yeah, and maybe wallets. Who doesn't like a good wallet?
I am often in search of a very good wallet.
Have you considered ham wallet? Use our discount code.
Fuckable. Discount code fuckable.
Yo, when he came over yesterday, it was, I mean, the laughter. I hurt like my back laughing so hard.
I can't believe you guys wasted like fucking $8 worth of ham.
Was it wasted? The dogs thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was also $5.48 for that price of ham.
Okay, well,
$48.
Someone knows where the ham discounts are, and they're holding out. You piece of shit.
What did you end up doing with your ham grease? $60.
Did you put that back in your regular old wallet?
No, you're gonna ham wallet. Ham wallet for the next
you're
time.
Really upset somebody at a fast food place, you know?
It's nice and hammy. It was smoked ham.
It smells like smoked ham.
My only $20.
We're in talks with another sponsor. Hopefully, that should be coming out soon.
Well, this one we've mentioned this one a lot, but we've gotten together with them finally.
Yeah, we finally secured the ham wallet account.
I'm talking about Egg Sweat. we'll be producing a commercial with them. Look, if you're interested in having your commercial produced with this company, you can just reach out to us on our website at www.homebrewdetritus.com.
The fucking www.
We're totally hip to the new slang, kids.
You can also message us on Patreon.
Can they message us on Patreon?
They can.
I don't know. Can they? Huh. Mm-hmm. I never go to the Patreon.
Can they message us on the website?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Look, I jokingly like to sound like old and out of touch, but Frakes is just actually there.
Yeah. They have this newfangled thing called email. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a fucking stunning invention.
Postal service.
I was really pissed off that my apartment complex will not accept physical money. I have to do everything online.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Why are you upset by that?
Can you walk money through this?
Stupid convenience.
just
other person you don't have to talk to.
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Just send me a money order for an extra $50 and I'll do all of your monthly banking for you.
You set that up and put it on auto and just forget about it.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first moved to Charleston back in 2002, I was $70 short for the rent. So I wrote them a check. You know, they would take checks back then. Wrote them a check for everything but $70. And then a week later, I went in there with $70 cash and they wouldn't take it. And I'm furious. It's like, you took that could have been a fake promise I wrote you 2 weeks ago. This is real. This is real money. That could have been there. That might have gone to an account that had no money in it. I'd be out here writing bad checks left and right. Who cares? What are you going to do? I mean, besides prosecution, but I was furious. Yeah. But again,
that's slow.
That was 20 years ago, Frakes.
It's a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Frakes is like, do you take money order or Western Union?
Could I just wire you the money, doll?
Yes. Can I pay my rent in silver dollars?
I have some.
I got a huge jar of pennies here. And, it's going to take a minute to count. One, two, three, four, five. Damn it, you made me lose count. One, two, three.
I do
enjoy
ones.
Going to the laundromat, though, because then I've got a pouch full of silver that I'm putting into the machine. And it's, I don't know, it just feels nice to have coins and pay with coins. I feel like I'm back in the olden times.
Yeah. You must be, because most laundromats now take cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one here at this at my complex uses an app. So I drive a mile and a half to go to the one that takes coins.
Convenience. So convenience there.
The convenience of it all.
It infuriates me.
Oh my god, that sounds like a great place to live, honestly.
No, but there's no table to fold the clothes on, there's no chairs to sit in. I would drop it off, start it, go back to my house, and hope nobody steals it. No.
Who steals, like, I'm sorry, these days?
Look,
it's very rare.
We were animated, so I can't out myself right now. I've never paid for socks. I just go to laundromats and steal them.
Well, I am only that concerned because I on YouTube last night, I just watched Jacksonville's Worst Streets to Live On.
Did you see yourself watching the YouTube show?
I saw my apartment complex as they drove past it.
Oh. Oh, they were going to the worst street. They weren't stopping at your apartment complex.
They pulled in.
Knocked on your door. Really scary.
Look it up. Look it up. Moncrief Road is historically Jacksonville's most dangerous street to live on. Oh, and that's where I am.
They pulled in. There's a bunch of old men out there just protesting about the apps that they have to use to do their laundry.
Started throwing stones.
Look at the violence going, man.
It's because Frakes is actually dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been dead since 1943, but I'm just really good at hiding it.
You're not, though. We just really like hanging out with the ghost.
That's why I can't really get behind the times, because I live behind the times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Algae.
Kevin's a squirrel.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I watched that episode today again.
Actually, before we get into it, last year we talked about favorite horror movies because it's Halloween, and that's what you had to do, or horror books or whatever. You can't. Mahogany's already given the face. She doesn't like picking favorites of anything.
I hate it.
So, if what's a Halloween thing we could ask? Candy? No, that's too stupid.
I don't know. I can talk about candy.
How much candy corn can you put in your foreskin?
Talk about candy.
Jesus, noob.
So not candy. We're not going to talk about candy now. No, noob brewing.
I can't get a look at candy anymore.
Noob be like, oh, I use a pixie stick for a sounding rod. Yay.
Just picturing my wife, because she loves candy corns, just shoving those candy corns in her.
Have you ever made candy corn infused vodka?
No. You just let it sit in there and let it melt.
You do.
Try to dilute it.
Yep.
I do not like candy corn. I do not like it at all. But all right. Around the second day of it infusing, it's really fun to look at because it's separated. So there's candy corn at the bottom and there's a color at the top, but there's these strings attached from the top to the bottom before it fully dissolves. It's really cool looking. And it's just better molasses, than it tastes,
right? It's just molasses, right?
Oh, it's vanilla flavor. Sweet. It's like buttery vanilla flavor is like what candy corn kind of tastes like.
You can get the same by shoving the bottle of a beaver's asshole in, couldn't you?
No.
What?
I mean,
that's where artificial vanilla flavor comes from.
You're technically correct.
The best kind of correct,
yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
Not where all of it comes from. That's where it can come from, though.
I
prefer it to come from.
Some of it is civet poop or something. I don't fucking.
That's
candy corn is made of sugar, butter, salt, corn syrup.
All right, here's a I just
Oh, Kevin, I wanted to hear the ingredients of candy corn.
I also wanted to hear the ingredients of candy corn.
Oh, I do not want to hear. I purposely do not want to hear the ingredients because the amount of candy corn I've already ingested in my lifetime, I'd rather live in ignorance is bliss.
With how orange your face is, though, you kind of are candy corn if you haven't put your head upside down. Give you a yellow hat and you'll be good to go.
Hey, he's not going to look like the zombie now, though. He doesn't look like... Nobody knows what you're talking about.
People know.
Yeah, how people have seen him.
All right, so what are we talking? Ham wallet.
Ham wallet.
Oh, all right, so let's do this in order. Noob, do the ingredients for me. I'm still curious.
Sugar, butter, salt, corn syrup, and powdered sugar.
Oh, so sugar and butter.
Yeah, basically.
And corn syrup.
Corn syrup. Sugar.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
The lifeblood of America.
All right.
What obnoxious thing were you going to tell?
I was going to ask, what was your favorite Halloween costume you dressed up as a kid?
Ninja.
Dracula.
Every year, ninja.
I wasn't allowed
Next
to.
Next question.
I've got two.
Oh, Lord.
First, I was 5 years old. My mom handmade me a bat costume. Not a Batman. It was a bat because I had just watched Neverending Story and I wanted to be that fucking bat. Not the Bat Rider. I wanted to be the bat. I stuck my head out the window to pretend like I was flying and I lost my bat ears and I cried for about a day.
Wow.
Yeah, what Frank isn't telling you is he was 6'8" when he was 5. And they had just the costumes in his
size. Well, he's a fruit bat. He's one of the big ones.
Yes, yeah, the big one. The golden faced flying fox from the Philippines.
I know my least favorite Halloween costume was. It was a fall festival costume back when my mom was real religious and it was Moses. So I had to wear an itchy fake beard the whole night.
That's fun. My second favorite was sequins. It was just a sequins bodysuit from top to bottom with a lizard tail for some reason. No googly eyes, no eyes at all. I just looked through the sequins. Why does your childhood suck? I love those costumes. They were great. I was really good at the haunted house when they were like, ooh, stick your finger in these brains. And I'm like, oh, that's Meatloaf. Because my eyes are open. You can't tell.
I just wonder why your mom chose to dress you like a Cirque du Soleil character.
I mean, how old were you for this one?
32.
27. You can't fool me. I'm a full grown man.
Yeah, he was 32, and it was actually in August.
He's a not shaved eyeball.
You were just in a buffet bar. Sticking your hand in the meatloaf.
Ryan's.
This is in brains.
Sir, get your finger out of that.
Sir, do you know where you are?
Sir, if you keep fingering the big fat yeast rolls, we're gonna call the cops.
Where's my wallet?
That's the name of my new album.
Fingering the big fat yeast rolls.
Hey, I'm Toker, and playing with me tonight is Fingering the Big Fat Yeast Rolls. We're just doing Eagle covers from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, man, screw the Eagles.
To answer the question, I think I was like 13.
Hell.
So still 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think you shrank.
Oh, God.
We've already established you were 6 foot tall at 5.
Jeez. Yeah, only Kevin's head was that big at 5, so.
Mine was Zombie Santa, and I was not a child. I was old enough to work at a bar at this point, but the reason I like that costume so much is because we took the Santa outfit to the gun range, and
range,
and just, you know, peppered it up real nice with a bunch of birdshot. So then I put on this bullet hole riddled Santa outfit and then just douse myself in blood. And that was the whole costume. But the whole night when I was walking around the bar, I was drinking milkshake drink. What is it?
Mudslide.
White Russian?
White Russians. I was drinking White Russians all night long, and the tall guys was just Santa's milkshake. But the next day when we were cleaning the place up, there was pellets from me shooting that costume all over the place. I've been dripping bullets. bloody bullet fragments all in the bar.
Dripping Bullets is a great metal band name, just so you know.
That's gotta be taken.
Dripping Bullets.
Dripping Bullets. Anybody else got a favorite?
Well, I only ever had two outside of the employee of the place that I work. Because strict religious household, blah, blah, blah. We were lucky we actually even got to go trick-or-treating. So both of my costumes, one was a cheerleader, and that was just because I had been a cheerleader. So I wore that until it didn't fit anymore.
Convenience.
Like 6, 7, 8. And then after that, I would go as a headless football player, and I would put my brother's shoulder pads on my head and hike everything else up and then just carry his helmet under my arm.
Clever. That's a good one. Like
and then I went as a kid who's too old to be doing this. Now give me some candy.
Oh, yeah. The weird kids in hoodies that are like fucking obviously 19.
Well, I was required to take my younger siblings if I was going to go. So, like, you know, nobody else would take them. So I had to take them. So I was going to get some candy out of it, but I wasn't dressing up. Just give me the damn candy.
There you go.
Dressed as an adult. Bonus.
Chaperone. The kid is too old to be doing this. Give me the candy.
Did you raid the more nicer neighborhoods for the good candy, or did you stick close to home?
Well, I mean, our neighborhood was a pretty good neighborhood for candy.
Mm.
There was our neighborhood and the one that kind of connected to it, and those are really good for candy, but the other neighborhood was like really spaced out. So if we could get a ride to a neighborhood that had houses more condensed so you could hit more houses faster, then we would take the ride and go to Brookside and get all the candy over there. But our neighborhood was pretty good. Like you could barely hit the whole neighborhood in a night because it was pretty big. But yeah, we knew where the good houses were, and our neighbor down the street would always do a haunted house, and it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the secret of trick-or-treating, is mapping out the densely packed housing areas and then being able to cut to one after the other as quickly as possible.
Everybody knew to skip our house, even though my grandma would not turn the light off.
I grew up in a fairly dense neighborhood, and it was huge. So I could spend all night out hitting all the houses, coming back with bags of candy. But now I come home with bags of candy day after when it's all half price and
have it
for months and months.
Adult trick or treat. The November 1st at Walmart.
Dollar store.
I find the drug stores are the best to hit. Walgreens and CVS.
Oh yeah. So okay, you've been holding out on us. All right, I see how it is.
And the same goes for day after Easter. You get Easter candy, which is loads of jelly beans for me.
This has been Candy Secrets with Kevin.
But I thought that.
Are you a cheap bitch? Do you not like paying full price for tiny treats?
Are you really need to stay holiday candy?
Candy that's been on the shelf since April, but it's now October. Go for it.
I love old candy.
Oh my god,
it's so cheap and delicious. It's guilt-free eating, really.
Yeah, my grandmother was the person who would take our candy from us when we got home. So we would just stay out as late as we could, eating as much as possible, and then hide as much in the bushes as we could. That be like believable to come home with candy. And she'd try to give us our Halloween candy like next year, almost Halloween again. Like here, like, no, I don't want that. It's gray now. It's supposed to be chocolate. It's gray now. I don't want that. She was the worst about that shit, hiding candy and squirreling it away.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You know what's the true story?
Our teeth out.
when she says it's gray now. That's somebody who's seen some old ass candy.
That's found a Snickers on the bus kind of level.
Like, I used to love Twix and Reese's. Those were my favorites. And I couldn't eat either of them for a long time because I had just seen too many gray ones. And I was like, I just don't trust it. If it's got a bat on it, I'm not opening that.
My mom used to, she would go get those after holiday sales on candy and stuff like that. She would just freeze it. And so most of the time as a kid growing up, it was like the M&Ms and things like that, the red and green ones that she would bring out for like Christmas. Yeah, who knows? You wouldn't know because it's got that candy coating on it. But you're like, if you like, no one ever does this, but if you like bit into one, like just bit half of it off. Yeah, it would be like that kind of gray color,
distinctly remember those fucking the Christmas Hershey's Kiss candy cane things, and like all of the paper had cracked off of it because it was so old. I was like, "You want some of this?" No, thank you, Grandma. I've never seen you turn down candy before. I was like, well, that's not candy anymore.
That's garbage, my dear.
Yeah.
Get the candy canes that are soft now.
Yes. Yes.
Just pull it out and it wilts.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You have managed to turn candy into trash.
Yeah.
Well, she would hide, she had this, I don't know, like, I guess it's the Depression era thing in her, but like she would hide some of my younger siblings, and I guess she did it when I was a kid too, but she would hide their Christmas presents from them and be like, no, you can't play with that now. You have too many presents. We're going to put some of these away. And she'd be pulling them out. Like, these children are grown now, and she's pulling out old Christmas presents to give to somebody else's kid for their birthday. You got two toy guitars. You don't need that other one. I'm going to stick it in this closet. And then, yeah.
You think maybe she just enjoyed causing misery?
A bit. She was a little masochistic, I'm not gonna lie.
Bless her. Listen to the sounds her of those departed sad heart. Children.
She used to joke that my baby sister couldn't go to sleep without a spanking because Darla just needed to get on somebody's nerves before she, like, just so she could be like, okay, my presence has been acknowledged. And I think that my grandmother was the one who couldn't go to sleep without making a child cry. She couldn't sleep at night.
What a wonderful woman.
Jesse's like that. He can't go to bed without a spanking. Oh.
See, you made it gross.
Oh. So man love is gross?
Jesus.
God. Not that. It's
beautiful.
Just...
It's the jump from grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
But old people fuck too. You know, them STDs is rampant. Anyway, Kevin's a squirrel.
Yep. He a squirrel.
Yeah. Why aren't you people?
I am a squirrel.
Why aren't you people congratulating me on my wedding? I mean,
we've done
haven't
that
got
already.
Married yet.
You haven't gotten married yet.
When this airs,
I will be married when this is aired. So,
congratulations. It was a
beautiful
ceremony. We'll
tell you congratulations in the comments when this airs.
I
did we already say congratulations and all that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to people.
I think we congratulated him on getting engaged.
What do you mean by you people?
I mean you people, idiots.
Oh.
Makes sense now, doesn't
Kevin's
it?
A bat.
I didn't think we could congratulate you in this state.
Oh, no, it's legal. It's legal nationwide. Legal? I was shocked. Okay. I was shocked I didn't get any flack for it today either when I went to apply for the license either.
Progress.
The only thing that like was heteronormative was the lady didn't see Jesse there. It's like, just get your fiance to come and sign her name up here. I'm like, come on, Jesse. It's like, no,
it's a handsome woman.
He's like, I missed my chance to be bigoted in public.
It's Carlton sucks. County. I think they probably get plenty of gay wedding stuff here. Like, we have a lot of a fairly dense population of older gays, not really many younger ones. But...
Well, it's hard for them to reproduce from what I've been told.
Yeah, I know. It's just like a retirement town for old queens, apparently. I don't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. whatever. I'm sorry for the joke, and I'm sorry you're getting married. Everybody hates marriage. Nobody's happy for you. Let's move on.
I'm a squirrel.
A squirrel.
All joking aside, congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations. Yeah.
You're getting married. Congratulations. In Myrtle Beach.
And I apologize for everything that went wrong during the wedding.
Thank you. I needed that apology.
If you're married at the end of it, then it worked, right? I mean, everything went as planned.
How long have y'all been together?
I don't know. Let's see.
What since high school, right? Fourth grade,
I think. He's 25 now. When he was like 18 when we started dating. So.
That's not bad. 7 years.
18, air quotes.
Yes, 18.
He was like 18.
Yeah. So I've been hanging out with you guys for like, what, 10 years? Almost 11 now. And you were dating Jesse whenever I started hanging out with him.
Propaganda, no.
But no, like 12 years or 7, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just assume y'all are married already. That's why nobody's like, you know.
Yeah, no one cares if you've been in a long-term relationship. Like, oh, you're doing that?
Yeah. Oh, taxes, yeah. Huh? Taxes. Yeah.
I shit's common law at that point.
Well, you know.
That's not a thing anymore. Is no longer a thing in South Carolina.
Yeah, literally every dude with roommates would become married to each other at this point, if that was the case.
So Kevin's a squirrel.
I'm a squirrel.
That. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But before we get to that, everybody leveled.
Except for Kevin.
He gets to be a squirrel still.
Level two squirrel though.
Mm-hmm.
level two squirrel. Impressive.
I have levels in squirrel. It is a very important class.
His survival is off the charts.
Amon, what did you get at your new level?
Well, I learned that I was playing my character wrong, firstly.
Well, it takes a few levels to learn.
Yeah. But my fervor goes up, so I can now do 3d6 of healing instead of just 2. I got a few different new spells. Like, I can talk with the dead now and restore a corpse, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And I still got a... try to dispel. I stopped taking dispel magic. I didn't think we needed it anymore. It really didn't come up.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I got rid of that spell. I didn't need it anymore. Let's roll hit points though, right? Mine's a D8, so I get 2. I get an average of 5.
Yeah, all right. Yay.
I take the average instead.
Mm-hmm. And I get a second attack.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I forgot nice. I get that.
Yeah, so you're in the lead on that one.
So you'll have like 3 when you're hasted then, right?
Yeah. So stick in with that's War nice. Priest, extra attack, average hit points.
Mm-hmm. You gotta stay with it. I've never multi-classed. I think it's kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. So Terrence, what'd you do?
Yeah, Terrence, what did you do? Which class did you pick?
Pass. Real quick, noob, what stat did you increase?
Oh, my dex.
Mm. Oh yeah, this is a stat. This is a stat level.
It is 8th level.
Yeah, so now my dex is 18.
I'm assuming you said pass, Dorian, because you haven't leveled at all.
You're the worst.
It's been a weird week, okay?
We recorded 2 weeks ago.
7 days. Well, it was weird.
It's been 2 weird weeks, okay? 2
very weird weeks. Well, what about you, Vladros?
Vladros stuck with Barbarian. He got his next ability increase was Constitution. I don't know why I'm speaking in the third person. I then took the Knockdown Rage power, where once a rage, I can attempt a trip maneuver. And in place of a melee attack, if successful, the target takes damage equal to my modifier and is not prone. Does not provoke attacks of opportunity.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. We didn't get a feat or anything, so...
Next level.
Let's just hit those hit points and see what's up.
Yeah, that's a D12 coming in
8th level kind of sucks.
It's just because seven is so good.
So I'm going to take the average of seven.
Oh.
Because it was not a good roll.
Sonder.
What?
What did you do for your level?
Went with another level of Oracle. Boom. I got fourth level spells. Nice. And so that comes with, like, it comes with Cure Critical Wounds and Wall of Fire from my mystery. And then I took another fourth level spell. I'll tell you when I'm ready what it is.
Oh. Ooh, mystery.
What else? I feel like maybe I get another attack. That's what I was looking at to see, because there's an extra number beside the Dawnfire now.
Oh, yeah. I think you get another attack.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to be the case with my crossbow. Is that?
No, because you have to spend the move action to load it.
But if I took a feat, like whenever I get a feat, then I'll get a second attack with that, question mark?
You should, yeah, I think so.
Cool. Nifty, so that happened. Let's see, what else? I don't think there's anything crazy otherwise besides, I guess, time to roll. And then ability score bonuses. I guess I just took an extra in con so that I have one more point before I die when it comes time to die. Yay! I rolled a 7 for hit points. Yay!
Word. Hey, that's pretty good.
Nice.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess that's all she wrote.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you put another point in Constitution, doesn't that mean that you get an extra hit point for every level that you already are?
Yeah, only if the modifier changes.
Yeah. Oh, if the modifier changes, right.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I just have 11 instead of 10 now. Because everything else was even.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else was even, and I was like, oh no, I don't know what to put it in. I was gonna go Dex, but I
think Con's the smart one.
Yeah.
Always a good move.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like I'll die before I get a Dex mod or the game will be over.
Put it in strength, your carry weight goes up even though the modifier doesn't change.
Meh,
Con's better.
I changed my changing that carry weight.
Ooh.
Made you fancy.
Speaking of carry weight, Nim.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Level 8's not too shiny for wizards either. About the only cool thing, I did get a couple more spells, which is good. And I found a really cool one called Telekinetic Charge. And that lets me move one of my teammates anywhere within the range of the spell. Now it does provoke if I move them past an enemy, but I can move them base to base with an enemy, and they get, as an immediate action, they get an attack at a +2.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I thought that might be a kind of handy thing since we got 3.25 melee people now. And so I thought that would be cool.
I mean, being able to move another person when it's not their turn is handy, whether they can attack or not.
Yeah, and even if I thought that might be good for like danger and stuff too, like getting people out of danger or anything like that. So, and I can move them like up in the sky, pretty much anywhere I want to. It's not a very long range. It's got like it's like 25 plus 5 per 2, so it's like 45 feet, which is, yeah.
And you just move them straight up, then the spell ends and they fall that far?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sounds delightful.
Well, so just keep, I'm just putting that out there, so I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, he's not stuck to just ground move.
Yeah. I did get dimensional steps now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can move, I think it's 240 feet as a standard action. Up to 240 feet is the standard action. And it doesn't provoke, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's just you, correct?
No, I can take somebody with me. It just doubles the cost of it. Yeah. So I can move, I could grab one person and move 120 feet in a blink. So,
or two pretty people cool. 60 feet.
Two people or 60, or three people in 30 feet. Or I'm dumb.
Five people and it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Four people, five and people, 15 people. The joke's on you. I just left you all together.
Roll your hit points.
I'll be right back.
One.
Rolled a four for average four.
Oh, all right. And it was wasted.
I know.
Have you leveled now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I took a third level of Magus, which gives me Magus Arcana, which I'm settling on for Spell Shield, which lets me up my IC as an immediate action equal to my int by spending what do you call those damn things? Arcane Pool. And let's see, I got an extra spell, obviously, but no new spell levels. It's extra attack level for everybody with cleric base attack bonus, so I got that. Mm-hmm. And my dex finally is at an 18, so I'm better at rogue shit and stuff.
All right.
And that's pretty much the long and short of it.
Roll those hit points.
Okay.
Big money, big money.
I'm taking the average. I rolled a one.
Now, once you have to keep the one, right?
Oh.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Well, thank you.
I think
max everybody. HP is a wedding gift.
I think that's everybody that matters. So,
what does monsters level up to there, Toker?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you like to know?
CR 32.
I mean, yeah.
Now, just in case the Razbad gets turned back from a squirrel into a character, what will Razbad's stats be? Because this is what's real funny to me, is that I made you level your character and then he's just going to be a squirrel for several more episodes. So it's like homework that you don't get graded on, you get tricked into doing.
Yeah,
that's
Razbad, like all the other cleric level cleric base attack, I got an extra attack. I took my point in intelligence, which gave me a modifier change, so I got a whole lot of skills. And then I get a second judgment every day.
Mm-hmm.
I get dimension hop because I'm a follower of a travel god. So that's pretty nice. And I got another spell.
Okay. Let's roll those hit points.
And hit points. If I am ever going to get back to this body, it will have... Hey, Max, rolled an 8.
All right.
So there's a light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully.
If you'd only lied about that fort save.
That one save.
The last combat.
I see you knew that one. It was like, it's a 16, 17, 18, 19, that's a 23, 25, 27.
Oh, I forgot about that travel god thing that I worship.
Travel god bonus.
And I have advantage and...
I jump systems. So when we last left off, you guys had completed the maze. You come out, the hallucinatory terrain dissipates. You're left in a kind of a grassy field with this dark forest behind you. And then ahead in the distance across these plains, you can see the mountains and this cold region that you'll be approaching on. You've got a squirrel on your shoulder and a voice from the rear. One that you recognize, the one that started you off on this to begin with, the Herald of the Hunt, the creature who just goes by Herald, who's half man, half cricket, but human sized.
Ooh, cricket.
Little cricket. Good showing, mortals. Though. You left some gifts behind. You managed to survive. So I believe life is a gift in and of itself when dealing with the hunt. So congratulations.
you are lost upon it.
Can you fix our friend?
In our world, he's not broken.
In our world, he is. But I like him as a squirrel.
It's an improvement. It suits him. He seems chipper. But no, I cannot fix your friend. I can, however, offer you assistance if you cannot fix him yourself. I offer you respite from the maze. You can sleep here in this field safely and rest. And we'll talk again tomorrow about payment, reward, sustenance for survival.
You promise that twice more?
That I promise once, twice, and a third time. You will be safe in this field for the night.
Accepted.
Help me out here. Help me out here, Tucker. Would you describe the environment we're looking at? I know it's a glade, but you mentioned that there were some other notable geographical oddities.
You're in like plains, like just tall grass plains. There's a large forest behind you. It almost seems like it's like a wall. It's unnaturally straight, and then there's just a thick forest, and it's plains. And the plains go out for what could be a mile or two or further. It's hard to judge. There are the large mountain that you're heading to. It's the thing in your head is indicating that's the proper direction. But as you look up towards the peak of this mountain, you can see that the peak surpasses the cloud coverage. And through the clouds as they pass, you can see floating islands of land.
That's what it was. Okay. Well, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. Let's make camp and figure out what to do about it.
Yeah, I could use some rest.
Yeah, I could level up. That'd be nice.
I am quite exhausted myself and quite injured.
Now, I did have a third...
You up before. Sorry. Go ahead.
Honestly, I do have a third level spell from that encounter still. Can I try a dispel magic at that level?
Did you have it prepped?
Yeah, I did.
You don't have to prep, right?
Well, I have to prep, right?
That's right.
I know all the spells, but I haven't probably had it prepped yet.
Well, if you had it prepped, then yeah, you can attempt the dispel magic. Now, we discussed the number you're looking for is 17 for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cast guidance on him. That's going to give him a plus one, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a skill check?
No. Yeah. It's not a skill check?
It's a caster level check.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So there's nothing we can give him that'll give him...
Mm-mm. Wasn't there a plus two from...
Yeah, that's what I was looking to see. I'm going to double check this pixie.
No, still... there was a plus two from some...
I was going to give a plus two to Nim if he co-cast it with his pixie. With not the pixie, but
Feisty. Oh yeah, Feisty. No. Feisty doesn't have it. I'll have to summon a pixie, which I can do. Because that's.
Oh okay.
No, I can't do. I'm sorry. Because the pixie's a level 4. It's a summon monster 4, and both of mine are gone because that jerk. Well, it would have been gone anyway, but that jerk interrupted my last one, which means I lost it. So I would have to rest to summon the pixie. So, but you might as well try it without it. Big money, baby.
All right.
I believe in you. Go team.
You got it.
And three.
Two. One. And go.
Actually, I do have one more. Oh no, I didn't have that prepared. Never mind.
No, you don't.
Damn it. Sorry. Nope.
All that.
Sorry, Kevin.
It's like we're just dangling a treat in front of a hungry dog's face.
We got tomorrow.
Yeah. So you attempt to cast the spell to no avail. You can tell that the magics that turned Razbat into this squirrel are potent indeed, and you think, I'll rest on it so I can prep more of this spell tomorrow morning and we can attempt this again. Is there anything else you guys would like to do during the rest?
Just curing anybody who needs it, but we don't have to do all the talking about it.
Rest and stuff. Somebody's got to volunteer to watch the squirrel so it doesn't run back into the forest where all the trees are.
Dorian wanders off to shudder and cry.
Literally?
Yes. Mm. This is awful. Everything about this is terrible.
Do you want to be alone? Or if Neon comes over and asks, what's disturbing you? Other than the fact that our friend's a squirrel. Or did he change into something else, like in Willow? Like, what?
No. I recently had my entire sort of mental world torn away from me, and everything I thought I knew was wrong, and everything I believed turned out to be kind of a huge lie, and everything I've done to the aims that I used to have ultimately, philosophically, turned out to be morally sort of reprehensible, and I'm having a tough day, and I can't even lie about it because some fucking fey creature is in my head. Anyway, enjoy your meal. I'll be over here.
At least it's in your head, right? I mean, in different places.
In your head.
I'll be mourning my moral framework, you see. Does anyone have any booze?
Yes. Yes, I do.
The squirrel comes up with a flask.
Oh, thank you. I pass off some rations. I usually do dried nuts and fruit, so it should be, you know, palatable.
Oh, no. I don't have any more booze because I poured it on the mimic.
That's all right.
Oh, no, I got a gallon of ale.
Carrying a gallon of ale?
It's in my backpack.
Just a fucking milk jug of booze. That's how to travel, right?
I mean, he used to walk around in real life with a milk jug full of water, so it was...
Hydrate or dehydrate. Pure choice.
Anyway, but yes, that's just a little role-playing bit. Dorian just basically excuses himself from the group. If anybody feels like comforting them, that's them, but Dorian has basically done a betrayal to literally everyone here, so, you know, I understand if you don't want to. That's fine.
I mean, Nim will talk to you and just attempt to comfort you, but he is weary and he will probably retire soon after. And
it's fine.
Time is a healer of many wounds, and Nim definitely understands the choices made due to circumstances you were in. So he would be forgiving at some point.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Good night.
So an exhausting night at camp, but a restful night. The temperature here is perfect. It's a calm, cool breeze. You can hear the rustle of the tall grass as it kind of makes a white noise ambiance for your sleep. And just as promised, it goes uneventful and restful. You awaken the next morning, and you still have an issue to deal with as you guys are setting up to make breakfast or setting up to get back on the trail. Razbat is still a squirrel.
All right. It's oddly like bacon, and Razbat is missing.
I made stew last night.
I guess I could
squirrelo.
I do have 3 third level spells. Should I just prepare all those to spell magic?
Well, I mean, if things don't go as planned, then we may need them. Got like a 25% chance to get this, so...
And this Nim is
going to prepare. I'm going to have prepare three of the summon monster four spells that I need to summon the pixie. All right.
Okay.
That's fine then. All right, so I'll prepare all three spell bags.
The pixie only gets one try at it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, so since I'm not a summoner, I only summon them when they're here for, I think it's 8 rounds, 9 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look. I think it's by level. It's by level plus 2, so 10 rounds. So that would be 1 minute.
Yeah, but the pixie can only cast it. We looked at it last week. It's
I think you can only do it once per day, so I would have to summon another pixie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
Just lots of pixies.
All right, so, but since I leveled up, does the check go down at all?
Your caster level does go up by 1, so now you need a 16 or better.
All right. Here comes the first one.
Well, do you want to wait until the pixie gets summoned before you waste your spells?
Well, it's a different person doing that.
Yeah, I mean, when he's ready, I will summon the pixie, and we'll kind of do it.
That's what
that's 3, 2, 1. Summon the pixie. We got a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to metagame or anything, but Noob is stuck with the dispel magics, where the wizard can summon anything with his fourth level spell. So it might be better for the war priest to try first, and then to go to the wizard spells.
Anyway. I thought the pixie was going to assist him and give him plus 2.
Oh, I mean, you can do that too.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. You both have the same caster level, so it doesn't matter which one it really assists. But
well, the first one fails.
Okay.
I rolled a 4. That doesn't do it. Second one. 5. On this track, in several episodes, you'll be right. Third, dispel magic. Nat 20.
Hey!
And I'm out of third level spells, so you better accept every charge I get this.
Now you're a parrot.
Mishap table.
So a few minutes of Amon huddled over the squirrel, and you use the pixies to assist with the casting, Nim.
Yes, so I have, that's 3 of those I lost, right? Mm-hmm. That's all my level 4 summon spells for the day.
So the Amon huddled over the squirrel, these pixies glittering assistive magics over the top, and fail after fail, but you feel like you're just getting in there, and then you cast it, and Razbad is once again hideously in front of you as a half-orc.
Oh, hi, Razbad. Give me a will save as I cast Baleful Polymorph on you.
I wanted you to be a fish.
You can't do fish on land.
You can. They get a plus 4 to the save.
Yeah, so not worth it.
Yeah. So a whale.
It was
not a fish.
Yeah. What was
mammal.
The DC of the first save?
That was like 23 or 24.
Pretty hard.
It was up there.
I want to say 14. I got a 16.
Yeah, you were way off on the fort save.
Yeah, so a plus 4 when he could have turned me into a fish. And
damn it.
I didn't want to give you a plus 4. Also, that would have killed your character even if you made the will save.
Yeah,
if you can turn into a fish on land, you die. You suffocate.
Yeah, you immediately start suffocating.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if the intent of him...
Valdris's gallon of ale.
God.
Yeah. It burns! It burns!
The drunken fish.
The spell is successful, and as you look up, you can see the Herald of the Hunt watching. And he seems to approve.
Oh, that's right. There was talk of reward.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
There was going to be assistance if you needed, but it appears your party is full again. Behind full the scenes, if Kevin hadn't been turned back into Razbad, he was going to play a special one-off character who was... Do you want to describe the character you were going to bring for this?
A noble ranger who was on a previous maze survival and enjoyed it so much that he wanted to join the Wild Hunt. They approved of it, and that this was going to be his first mission as a member of the Wild Hunt, was to help the group to their location.
Damn it. Turn him back into a squirrel.
That sounds like a useful character.
That was really helpful.
Actually, my survival is better than the Rangers, so.
Well, first off, to those of you who have survived, again, congratulations. The first gift is an offer. An offer to join the Wild Hunt.
I'll take it. No.
To join the Wild Hunt is to be eternal. You would live here in the Fae. You would travel realms. You would hunt beautiful, giant, hideous creatures. And you would love it.
No, I'm good.
Sonda has a duty to fulfill. Mm-hmm. So she cannot.
Maybe if I was still a Kage. Maybe.
We would probably turn down a Kage.
We like competent fighters.
A Kage would be like, can my mother come?
Serious mommy issues.
That is a no from everybody.
Yeah, I don't have a backup character made.
I have a yes, no. No, I'm on a mission, Mr. Chun.
Very well.
I have very little trust for the Fae folk.
Bluntly honest, I appreciate that, but some might not. For you, a gift of wisdom. I would not say that to every Fae that comes across your path. Next.
Fair.
Good advice.
Next, I offer you all a ring. With this ring, you could form a bond between you and your party. And no amount of land nor plane of travel could separate your thoughts.
What if we already got a ring slot? Sorry.
You
can take them off and put the other one on. You don't have to keep the ring on all the time.
I'll take the box, Wayne Brady.
And Sonda already got the box. It's a mimic pet. You all missed out on that one.
Oh.
Curtain number two.
Zonk.
This is a gift.
Ah, then yes, of course.
Yeah.
We'll take it gladly. Anything, really.
Those rings have a name, so gross.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe to take stuff from Fae? I thought that wasn't allowed.
No.
Who knows what's true anymore?
We won this. We didn't bargain for it.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for me. Yoink.
What does it do exactly?
So, in mechanical terms, as a swift action, if you've bonded the ring with somebody else who wears the other ring or sets of rings, you can telepathically communicate with them up to any distance. And that includes from plane to plane.
Is that an at-will thing, or is that a times-per-day thing? Okay.
At-will.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Is this a homebrew item, or...?
It's very much a homebrew item.
Okay.
All right. Well, which ring should I give up, then? Chitin ring.
What rings do you have?
Chitin and ring of protection. I'm gonna give it that chitin ring.
Wear it around your neck until you need it. On a chain around your neck until you need it.
It's not one that you have to keep on. It's not one to be attuned. It just has to be attuned to the members in your party, which would require a spell that the herald goes over with you.
Okay. So it doesn't take up a ring slot.
I mean, when you wear it, it does.
Okay.
We should wear it, right? Yeah. Only when we're apart, I guess. If somebody gets separated, that would be a good time probably to slip them on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just have it on your person so that when you need it, you can put it on and use it.
It is a fantasy cell phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense now.
Pierce your ear. Stick it
there.
I
take a selfie with it.
No. Like, it's just a flip phone from 2020 or from 2000.
Yeah. Frank, tell me what that is.
Oh,
I know what a flip phone is.
You played that one perfectly. I have to. I take a selfie with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the tiny Zoolander phone.
Cool. Mind ring.
And thirdly and lastly.
Wait, are these the legendary rings crafted by the great wizard Nokia?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they say his indestructible ring. Legendary ringtone?
Or a call for $1.29.
They're virtually indestructible.
Nights and weekends are free.
The only problem is whenever someone's trying to contact you, it goes do 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 do.
Except for yours, Franks. Yours has the old ringtone on it that's just like a landline ring.
Ring!
Ring. Top volume.
Yeah.
It doesn't do direct contact. He has to talk to the magical like operator. Yeah, connect me with
Gail, can I need to talk to Sonder.
Are you on the party line?
Oh, I hate group chats. Take me off of this.
That's basically what we're on every week.
That's our whole business model.
I'm sorry for the derail. Go on.
Yeah, this whole episode been a derailment. It's fine. We're all zombies. It's fine. Third and finally, the landscape ahead is going to be difficult, to say the least. When the time arises, you can take this token, and he hands you a small, it's like unfinished clay, and he hands you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 balls of it. You can mold this into a shape of a creature that can help you on your way, and it'll be that creature for the day.
Nifty.
Thank you.
I like it.
Like a homunculus?
Kind of. He looks up at the floating islands. The dragon you seek makes its home on those islands. He randomly chooses one from time to time, so finding him when you get to the peak may be difficult. Having a creature that could take you aloft from place to place may come in beneficial. You mold this into a flying mount of your choice, and it'll be yours for the day.
This is only a single-use item. Out of character, is he implying that this is just a one-time use item,
or that
it
you can change
seems
it every day?
That way, but you don't know.
Okay,
unless you, in character, if you wanted to ask him,
like, can this be used multiple times?
If the creature is unharmed, you can take some time to dispel it and mold it back into its shapeless form here, then you can reenact the magic again at a later date.
Oh, very well.
I'll take it.
Thank you for these kind gifts.
These gifts are greatly appreciated.
Those also come with another magical gift. If at any time you change your mind about becoming a member of the Wild Hunt, simply give the mold my shape, and I will come to your call.
Gotta take professional artist claymation skill points.
Does it have to be precise? You have a lot of fiddly bits.
You focus in on what you want. It'll fold to what your mind sees.
Like it.
Thank you. These are very powerful items.
Thank you. The hunt was enjoyable to watch. Though your dangers have not ended here, we may continue to watch your progress. Yeah, there's no more combats for the rest of the campaign. All right. Happy fun times, everybody.
Finally.
Let's go to the hot springs.
And after that, the party turns its attention towards the Great Mountain and begins to make its way across the Great Plains. The temperature is already beginning to drop. Where will they find themselves next week? Please tune in to find out.
It's Aspen. We're going to Aspen.
Happy Halloween, everyone!
Happy Halloween!
So waving around is pointless.
You don't know what I can do. Please don't wave around. That's a lot of work.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you had like the little arm things attached to the animations.
No, I don't. Not yet. I'm doing this all last minute. Whatever you have seen has been produced in less than a week, so please enjoy however good or bad this.
I think it's amazing.
Well, all you gotta do is get up to like South Park production speed, and you'll be fine. You know, like,
early South Park, before
you don't want early
TV
South Park.
Show.
Yeah. They just use fucking construction paper for that shit. You don't want early South Park.
Those old ones are real hard to look at. I was going for more ugly Americans with how we look.
I think it's very ugly Americans. I like it.
I loved ugly Americans. If you haven't seen Ugly Americans, you should watch Ugly Americans. Yeah.
It's worth it.
The Wizard
Randall
is my favorite.
Skeffington's the man.
Barry the Wizard.
A wizard who can make a duplicate of himself to give himself massages at his terrible office job. It's just, you know, he's living his best life.
He animates a pretzel to throw shots into his own mouth. Yeah. And then the pretzel jumps into his mouth. That's wizardry.
Yeah, that's magic as it is intended to be used. Right.
For sheerly selfish uses. Selfish and frivolous uses.
All this haste, fireball nonsense, bleh.
It was just straight up damage.
Shots.
When you can summon children so that you want the weekend off because you need to take care of your kids, and they're like, you don't have kids, and you're like, oh, well, then who's this? And then children show up. That happened in an episode, and I laughed for a solid 15 minutes. Anywho, don't forget to check the stuff below if you're on YouTube, and if you're on Podbean or listening to this through Apple or whatever, please rate and like and subscribe. We're up to several patrons now, which is super cool, and I'm going to list their names at the end of this episode with some music that one of them donated to us, and happy Halloween, and don't forget... potheads are not giving away their edibles, at least not on purpose. Oh. Stay safe, everybody.
Damn, now I have no reason to trick or treat. Good night.
Ham wallets.
Hey, bye. Good night.